We're good. All right. So we're on. Ed, I think that you have a certain halakhot about studying Torah. All right. Anyway, we're on Daf Chaf Hey. So the Gemara has, this is on the second line. So the Gemara says, Karpef Yotir Beis HaTaim Shlohu Kaf L'Dira. Let's say I have a Karpef, is a large enclosed area, so it's enclosed by partitions, but it's not made for Dira. It's not made for, you know, human habitation, so I'm not allowed to carry there. That's a Dindra Rabbanan, that's the Aleph Beis. I can't carry in the Karpef. He says, Uva Lama Ato, but I want to make it smaller. So I don't want to make a major construction project and erect new walls, but I'd like it to be smaller. So if it gets to a size of Beit HaTaim or less, then I could carry there. And that's what I would like to do. So it's larger than the Beit HaTaim. I want to bring it down to a Beit HaTaim. And it sounds like it might just be a little bit over a Beit HaTaim. So the Gemara says, if I try to reduce its space by planting trees there, so that won't work because the trees are consistent with human habitation. People like to sit among the trees and things like that, so that doesn't in any way, or actually it's consistent with the use of the Karpef also. So the Gemara says, Banabo Amud, Gaboa Sarvarach of Arba, Havi Miut. So the Gemara says, if, let me get the picture book out. Okay, here's picture book. So now here's the Karpef. And you have to assume it was just a little bit over a Beit HaTaim. So I put a pillar in the middle, which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high. So Daf Yomi know that's a Rishus HaYachid. It's a separate Rishus. So now that subtracts out from the area that I have in the Karpef, and now I'm in good shape. Then the Gemara says, Pachot Mishlosha Lavavi Miut. If, however, the Amud is less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that doesn't count for anything. That does nothing. He says, Mishlosha V'yad Arba'a. Let's say the dimensions were between 3 and 4 amod. He says, Rab Amar Havi Miut, Rab Amar Lo Havi Miut. It's Machloket Amoraim. Does it count as a Miut, as something to subtract from the Karpef or not? He says, Rab Amar Havi Miut, Da Nafik Le Mitorit Lavud. Rab says, look, we know there's a din of Lavud. Lavud is when we close gaps that are less than 3 tefachim. Now this item is bigger than 3 tefachim. So he wants to say it has its chashivas. It's like out of the category of lavud. So it has a chashivas. It's enough to subtract from the area of the karpef. Rav Amar lo avi miut, kim lo avi makam arba lo chashiv. Rav says it's not a miut. It's not arba al arba, so it doesn't cut it. All right, now the Gemara is going to go back and forth with different fact scenarios. Now, so again, we were talking about up till now that we had this Karpef, which is larger than the Beit HaTaim, I want to bring it down. Now the Gemara is going back to where we had the Karpef that was for non-residential purposes, and now I have the residence there and I want to use it for residential purposes, but I need to have a new wall. Remember that we had this yesterday. So the Gemara says, if I, let's say here I have this Karpef, and now I build a residence here. So, but it's not Hukaf L'dira. So in order to make it Hukaf L'dira, remember I had to knock down more than 10 amot and rebuild it. Let's say instead of knocking down a wall, I put up another wall, but I put up the other wall, he says, 4 tefachim away from the first wall. So he says, that's Hoyil. That's fine. If I build a wall that's 4 tefachim away from the first wall, that's fine. Pachot, and again, it's going to relate to the previous machloket. Pachot mishlosha, but if I build a wall within 3 tefachim of the first wall, lo hoil, that's not going to be anything. That's like the same wall if it's within 3 tefachim. Mishlosha v'yad arba'a, but if the new wall is between 3 and 4 tefachim away from the first wall, that's the machloket. Rabba mar hoil, Rabba says that is an effective wall, even though it's not 4 tefachim. That's like Rabba who said earlier that if I have something that's between 3 and 4 tefachim, you know, in the Karpef, so it's enough, it has enough chashivas to remove the area of the Karpef. Rabba Mar Eino Moil. Rabba says it does not effective. Rabba Mar Hoyil Danafikle Mitor Labud. It's effective because it's not in the getter of Labud anymore. So that's enough to make it chashuv to be considered like a new wall. Rabba Mar Enomoyil Kevid Lo Havi Makom Arba'a. Since it's not four tfachim away from the first wall, Lo Chashuv. It's not chashuv. Okay, let's just summarize what we did and let's focus and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So we spoke about two different things here. The first item was I have an area that's larger than a Beit Satayim, and it's lo hukaf ladira, but I want to make it less than a Beit Satayim. So how do I make it less? So the Gemara said, you know, can I plant a tree? Plant tree doesn't do it. But if I put an amud up that's four tefachim by four tefachim, 10 tefachim high, then that amount is subtracted from the carpet because it's a reshus. And then we said if the amud is less than 3 by 3, it doesn't do anything. If it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, that was machloket between Rabba and Rabba. Rabba held, as long as it's not in the din of lavud, it has enough chashivas to subtract from it. And Rabbi says it has to be at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And similarly, they have a machloket by a karpaif that was more than Beis HaTayim, wasn't hukaf ladira. The partitions were not built around a residence. Then there's a residence here opening up. So he wants to build a carry. So he needs to break down the wall. He doesn't want to break down the wall. But let's say he builds a new wall. So if the new wall is more than 4 tefachim from the first wall, he's fine. If it's less than 3 tefachim, he's not fine. But if it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, that's same machlok with Rav and Rabba. Let me do 5 more words. Rav Simi Matni Lakula. Rav Simi learned this whole machlok at Lakula, meaning Rav Simi learned that everybody, differently, he learned that everybody agrees if it's more than 3 tefachim, it subtracts from the karpaif and it's a new wall. The machlok it was when it's less than 3 tefachim, according to Rav Simi. So Rav Simi says that even if it's less than 3 tefachim, then Rabba holds it takes away from the karpaif and it counts as a new wall, and Rabba holds it doesn't. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I have a question on the first case.
Okay.
How does that reduce your base time? I don't understand. Where can you carry now? Where can you carry?
Yeah, so it means a base of time is this large area which is enclosed, and it's not hukaf ladira. Okay. But if I have an amud, which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's like another reshus. So what do they have in South Africa? Like those Bantustan or whatever, like you know, the little countries in the middle of it. So it's like a little piece has been taken away from the karpaif. It's now a different getter. In other words, it's a different reshus.
Right, in that picture, you could carry that whole place now?
Right.
Even though it's still bigger than base time?
Yeah, because this part doesn't count as part of the karpaif.
That little 4x4 does not count?
That's correct.
What if it's still bigger than base time?
No, in other words, the idea is that this is only, let's say, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim over the dotted line.
What if it was bigger?
If it's much bigger, you need more amudim.
More amudim. That's,
that's the way it's going. Okay, everybody good? Anybody else have a question? Okay. All right. Now, again, the Gemara keeps going back and forth with these two scenarios between reducing the space and building a new wall. So now, let's say I have another method. I want to reduce the area of the karpaif. In other words, it's too big. I want to make it smaller. And it's not hukaf ladira. It's not hukaf ladira, but I want to bring it down to less than a Beit Satayim so I can carry there. So the Gemara says, let's get picture book out again. All right, so tachbotit, let's say he covers it with mud. He covers the wall with mud. So he says, v'yachol amod b'fnei atzmo havimiyut. If that mud addition could stand on its own, that counts as a reduction in the amount of space for the karpaif. Ein yachol b'fnei atzmo, if it can't stand on its own, it can only stand with the wall, he says, Rabba Amar Havi Miyut. Rabba says it still counts as a Miyut. Rabba Amar Lo Havi Miyut. Rabba says it doesn't count as a Miyut. Rabba Amar Havi Miyut, Hashtam Yei Kai. Right now it's standing, so I have a wall, and now it's less. So there's a wall there, and now it's less than a Beit Satayim. Rabba Amar Lo Havi Miyut, Kimi Lechol Lameikam B'fnei Atzmo Lo Klumhu. Since it can't stand on its own, it doesn't count for anything. In other words, it's like the original wall. So if it can't stand on its own, it doesn't count as subtraction. All right? Everybody good with that?
Didn't we say yesterday that you can't make a mechitza on top of another mechitza?
Yeah, yesterday, you're right, we did say that. But
aren't you doing that over here?
No.
Putting a mechitza right on top of another mechitza.
Yeah, yesterday we means a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Remember, we had the riverbank, we had the seawall, and I'm building a mechitza on top of that, like vertically. Here I'm building it, you know, horizontally. You know,
oh, that's okay.
Well, here, first of all, here he's not using it as an. He's right.
It's concentric.
He's using it as a wall.
But it's just to subtract from the amount of the carpet. That's all I could say. But it's not a mechitza on top of mechitza, that I could tell you. All right. Now, it's on top of it, but not the way we were using it yesterday. Okay. Now, the next case is, again, we're going back and forth with this. This is we want to re-enclose a carpet for residential purposes. I had a carpet. It was hukaf, not ladira. And then I build a residence there. But now I have to like redo the walls, but I don't want to redo the walls. So let's take it back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, let me get the case. Here's Tachbo. Okay. So Hirchik Minatel Arba'a V'yasam Mechitza. Now, let's say I had a carpef. I don't know if the carpef, in other words, I had a carpef surrounded by three walls. On the fourth wall, there was a mound. So in other words, like a geographical mound, that was the fourth wall. And now I distance from the mound, and I from four tefachim, and I make a mechitza. So he says here, chik manatil arba basa mechitza hoil. That's effective. So now I made like a new wall. No difference whether the mound's a wall or the mound's earth. And now I have another wall four tefachim away. I'm good. He says pachot mishlosha o asfaratel. Let's say I build this less than three tefachim, and this is your point, Dafka Yosef. Or I build a wall on top of the tail here. Now we have mechitza al gabi mechitza, right? I have the tail, and I'm building the wall on top of the mechitza. Now this is the case we're talking about, Yosef. So he says, Rav Chistav Rav Hamnuna, chadamar ho'il b'chadamar lo ho'il. So one says that that's an effective new wall, and one says it's not an effective new wall. Tistayim de Rav Chistav amar ho'il. You should conclude that Rav Chistav is the one that says it's an effective new wall. The Itmar, because it was stated, Ha'osa mechitza gabi mechitza, if I build one mechitza on top of another mechitza, I'm Rav Chista b'Shabbat Ha'wil. Rav Chista says b'feirush that on Shabbos, it means just a case like this with the karpev, that it's an effective new wall. He says, b'nichse ager lo kana. Now, nichse ager, person converts to Judaism, and, you know, he's got $10 million, and he has no mishpacha because he converted, and now he dies. So all his money is Hefker. And so if you get it, it's like you're winning the lottery. So I go to his property, but I have to do something. If I'm going to his property, I have to remember this from Baba Batra, Na'al Gadar Aparatz. I have to do an act of proprietorship over the property. So I build a fence, or I open an opening in the fence, or I close an opening in the fence. So he says that even though I hold Rav Chista that this constitutes a wall for purposes of Dinim of Shabbos for a carpef, I don't feel it's enough of a wall for a person to exercise like proprietorship over Nechse Ager. Rav Sheshet Amar, Apa Shabbat Nami Lahoil. Rav Sheshet says it's not even good for Shabbos. So again, so we have a machloket, mechitza al gabi mechitza. So Rav Chista says al gabi Shabbos it's good, and Rav Sheshet says it's not good. So tis time. So the Gemara says we can conclude indeed that's the way it is. So I'm Rav Chista, who said that a mechitza is good on top of another mechitza, he says, Umodali Rav Sheshet will concede to me, Shemasa mechitza al hatel shehoil. If, I don't like this picture so much. In the picture, the color picture book, I think you have it, Yosef, that a different picture. But let's say there's a mound. In other words, I don't know if you see it so clearly here. This is like on a mound. This is like on a hill. Let's say it's on a hill, and now,
the house is on the hill.
The house is on a hill, and this whole area is on top of a hill. So it's a karpef more than Beit Satayim. And now I build the partitions around the house, but on top of this mound. So the mound itself consisted of partitions, because the mound, if it goes up 10 tefachim, it's like, you know, good achit mechitza. It's like going up. So it counts the mechitza. So he says, but now that I, in other words, so I have the mound, and I have that land, And now I built a house on it, but now I have to be hukaf ladira. So I'm going to build the partitions on top of the existing natural partitions. So he says Rav Sheshit agrees with that. Because the elyonot, those are the people who are using this area, from their perspective, when they look out, now they see mechitzot for the first time. In Achinami, there were mechitzot here, but since they're seeing mechitzot for the first time by building it here, that counts as a new mechitzah. In other words, so even though it's a mechitzah gabi mechitzah, but here for the people who are on top of the mound, they're seeing the mechitzah for the first time. So Rav Sheshit agrees that a mechitzah gabi mechitzah, that helps. All right. Any questions, comments to anything we did so far?
But that's not a mechitzah. That's the house is on top of that. That's not a mechitzah. It's like the ground. It's on a hill.
Let's go again. All right. I have this mound. Okay. Yes. The mound is considered like be partitioned off. In other words, let's say now without the wall, without the house, I have the mound, right? So,
yeah.
the mound is 10 tefachim up where the olive is. You have it?
Okay. Yes.
So now, but that's a karpaf. It's more than Beit HaTaim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I build my residence up there, right?
Right.
So now I want to use it for dira, but it's not hukaf ladira. So now I build partitions around the mound. But the partitions I'm building are on top of the natural partitions. So here, that's mechitza gabi mechitza. But notwithstanding that, Rav Sheshit holds, even though normally he holds mechitza gabi mechitza isn't good, in this case he holds it is good. Because from the perspective of the residents on top of the mound, this is the first thing they're seeing. They never saw a mechitza before. In Achinami, legally there was a mechitza, but from my perspective, it looks like there's like a new mechitza. So that counts as a mechitza. Okay. You with me or not?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, everybody else good? Let me look, see everybody. Everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on. All right, now, okay, we're 4 lines above where it gets wide on Chaf Hem and Alf, 25A, 4 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, by Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Nivlu Mechisra Tachtonot, by Elyonot Kayamot Mahu. So, again, let's say I have the same situation with a karpaf that's more than a Beit Satayim, shalohu kaf ladira. It wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. Then I have my house on the side here, and then I build these mechitzot on top of the existing mechitzot. So that's not good. According to the tzad, it's not good. It's not good. So we said according to Rav Sheshit, it's not good. But now, let's say, does he have a picture here? No. Okay, but let's say on Shabbos, and again, instead of the mound, let me see another one. Where do we have? I don't have a picture to show you with this, but I don't have a picture. But anyway, imagine like a wall and then another piece of wall on top of the wall. And then this olive will be a wall now instead of the mound. So the wall on Shabbos sinks into the ground like Yericho. So now I'm looking at the top part of the wall. So do I say it's like now the top part of the wall, maybe the top part of the wall counts as a mechitza because the bottom part of the wall is not there anymore. In other words, like, again, it's only if I build new wall. So I'm building wall on top of wall doesn't count, according to Rav Sheshit. But maybe now that the bottom wall has sunk into the ground, maybe I just view it as a new wall. That's the question. Everybody good with the question?
The old wall sunk into the ground?
Right.
So even though it's a mechitza on top of mechitza, maybe this will be good because you can't see the other wall.
Right. In other words, I don't know about it. So let's take a look. So by Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Nivlu Mechitzot Tachton V'Elyonot Kayam and Mahu, Lamai, the Gemara says, what din? Ila Nichse Ager, Hainu Dirmi Abira. If you're asking about Nichse Ager, in other words, but Nichse Ager, he's got property, I want to like do an act of proprietorship with the property, so would that count for Nichse Ager if this scenario arose? So the Gemara says that's the same point that Yirmi Abira brought up, and it's going to be that it's not good. He says, the Amar Yirmi Abira, Amar of Yehuda, Haiman the Shad Lifta Apila. Again, this is the Ar the Ger. In other words, a Ger died, and a person came along. He threw a turnip in the hole in the ground. He didn't do too much. Ba'ati Yisrael Achrina Rafak Ba'purta. Then another Jew, Reuben, came and threw the turnip in the ground. Then Shimon came along and he hoed the ground. He hoed it. He says Batrakani Kamalokani. He says the second one is Kona because the second one did a material improvement in the ground. First one didn't do a material improvement to the property. His Maitaima, Bidadashada Lo Kashabach. when he throws it in, he hasn't improved the territory in any way. He says, Kika Shabcha, and then later on when the turnip begins to grow, he says, Memela Kama Shabcha. It's just like the natural process. We don't view it as like being like a physical act of improvement. So he wants to say here too, with the wall, it's sunk into the ground. That happened by itself. So that wasn't like a material improvement. So we don't think it works for Nichsei Hager. Me'ela L'inin Shabbat. So the Gemara says, so it must be that his question was L'inin Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Havi Mechitza Na'asa B'Shabbat. So then we could view it as a Mechitza that's being created on Shabbos. In other words, the Mechitza wasn't good, but now it's sunk. Now this Mechitza is being created. V'tani Kul Mechitza Na'asa B'Shabbat. We learn Brisa, any Mechitza that's built on Shabbos, Be'im Yishogi Be'im Meizit Shema Mechitza. It's called a Mechitza. So the Gemara is answering that L'gabi Dini Ager, it wouldn't be enough to be good because it's not a material improvement in the ger. And even though it sinks into the ground, but that's like viewed as a natural process. But L'gabi Shabbos, we could view it as a new Mechitza now, even though it happened by itself. We can view it as a new Mechitza, that's good. So the Gemara says, Lav Itmar Alob, was it not stated, Am Rav Nachman Lo Shanu El Zorok V'Alatal Tal Asur, when the Mechitza is built on Shabbos, that gives you the burdens but not the benefits. It means that you'll be chayev if you throw into that Rishos, for Hotza or Hachnasa, he says, but you're not allowed to carry in that Rishos. So Ki Itmar, the Rav Nachman amazed Itmar. Rav Nachman was only talking about if you intentionally violated Shabbos, that would be true. But in this case, not, so it would be effective. Let me do a few more lines. Hahi it to the Abdu Mechitza Gabi Mechitza B'Nechse Ager. There was a woman who built a Mechitza on top of a Mechitza by Nechse Ager. It means the Ger had a piece of property. The property was enclosed by a wall, and the woman came along and built a wall on top of the wall with a view towards acquiring the property that the ger had owned. The ger is dead. Atu gav Rafik Papurta. And then a man came, so the woman was Rachel. Reuven came, and he hoed the ground a little bit. He says, Atu kamid Rav Nachman. So Reuven came before Rav Nachman. Okma b'yade. Rav Nachman said, that's your land. Yashkoch, Mastov, you acquired a lot of property. Atat Eve Katsavka Kame. The woman came with screaming, what did you do? That's my land. So he says, Amar La, my Avidlach. What am I going to do? Rav Nachman said, what can I do for you? The Machaskat can the Machaski Inshi. You didn't make a chazaka, and a chazaka means like 15 different things in Shas. So this chazaka means a person can be acquire karka, bekesa pishtar of a chazaka. Chazaka means there, the way we're using it here, an act of proprietorship. There's another type of chazaka you may remember when a person is on the land for 3 years. That's a different type of chazaka. Anyway, so he says, so that's the way that goes. Okay, all right, let's pause. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody's good?
No, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Does the partition that is erected have to be permanent or have some element of permanence? In other words, let's say 1 hour before Shabbos, I go out and I put up all these boards around my area, okay, that meet the halacha requirement, just for the purpose of Shabbos. And 1 hour after Shabbos, I come out and take them all down.
You're fine. You're fine.
You're good. So in other words, it doesn't have to be a permanent thing. I can just do it for one day.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, Yosef, what's up?
Can you explain about Nachman's halacha about making the wall on purpose or bishogeg?
Yeah. So Rav Nachman is saying if a person, let's say on Shabbos, I know today is Shabbos and I don't care and I violate Shabbos and I build a mechitza and I'm creating a reshus yachid with these mechitzot. So Rav Nachman is saying under those circumstances, I'm not allowed to carry within those mechitzot. But if I take an object from the reshus rabim and throw it in there, I'm chayev for hachnasa. If I take an object from there and transfer it to the Rishis Rabbim, chayav for Hotza.
If he did it on purpose. If he built
right.
A...
Right, okay. Right, right.
But if it was done by accident, everyone right. Says it's okay.
Right.
It's okay?
You're in terms of carrying, you're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, we're going to move on. Let's go to our picture book. All right. We're around six lines from the bottom on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, 25A. Everybody with me? All right. Karpaif Beit Shalosh. Now, let's say I have a karpaif, and a karpaif is a large, you know, enclosed area that's not for residential purposes, even though I'm repeating myself, but it doesn't hurt to repeat. And now, so the Beit Satayim is the key. If it's Beit Satayim or less, I can carry. More than Beit Satayim, I can't carry. So now I have an area that's here, like in picture 109, it's three Beit Sa'ah, so I can't carry there. He says, v'kirabo beitza'a. But then I cover over one beitza'a. And here you see the three beitza'as. One beitza'a is covered over now. So the Gemara says, Rav amar avir kiruyo miyatro. So Rava says that basically the air of this third, in other words, the third Beit Sa'a still is part of the Rishus, and I can't carry there. He says, Rabbi Zera Amar, in Avir Kiruyo Miyatro. And he says, Rabbi Zera says, no, it's out the door. Now, we don't know this yet. The machlok is going to be whether I'm going to say, Pi Tikra Yored Besotem. Do I say like the edge of the roof comes down and creates a different Rishus? Now, the Gemara is going to say, we don't know this yet, that it's really going to be not like this picture. It's going to be really at an angle. But that's the way that's going. Okay, let's take a look. So the Gemara says...
Does it matter how high this roof is?
Right.
So does it matter?
No. Well, I would think that the roof should be at least 10 tefachim high. I would think the roof would be at least 10 tefachim high. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, Lema, now we have Rava. So some say it's not Rava in this sugya, it's Rabba. Lema Rabba v'Rabbi Zeira, put to Rabba Shmuel Kimiplugi. Should we say the machlok between Rabba and Rabbi Zeira is the same as machlok between Rabba and Shmuel that we're going to learn right now? De Itmar, Achsadra Babika. Let's say I have an Achsadra, I have a meadow, a field, and I have an Achsadra is a pavilion. And here he's got like four posts and a roof. He says, Rabba Mar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula. Rav says, I can carry anywhere under this area. He says, Shmuel Amar Ein Metaflin Elo Ba'arba Amot. Shmuel says, no, you can only carry up to Dalet Amot, like any other Carmelite. He says, Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula Mirinam Pi Tikra Yori B'Sotem. I can carry anywhere because I say Pi Tikra is the edge of the roof. We view it as coming down and creating a partition. So here it comes down, here it comes down, here it comes down. So everywhere it comes down. So I'm in good shape with that. He says here, Ushmuel Amar, Eimatatlin Ela Ba'arba Amot. Shmuel says, I'm limited to Dalet Amot. So he says, Lo Amrina Pitikra Yorei Besotim. We don't say that way. So we think that Rav, who says that we say Pitikra Yorei Besotim, we think Rav would line up with Rebbe Zeira, who says that that this thing is a different Rishus, and this is a different Rishus, and now I have a Karpape, which is just Beit Satayim. Okay, that's where we think it's going. So top line on Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Ida Vida Kiachsadra Hachanami. If the first case was made like an Achsadra, which is the way it's in the pictures, then you're right, everything would line up exactly. Hachamai Askinan Da Avda Ki Orzila. What is the case we're talking about that was built? Oh, doesn't have a picture. Oh, anyway, it was built like an Orzila. It means like with a slanted roof.
The other book has a picture.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so it's built like with a slanted roof, like our roof, most of our roofs on our homes with a slanted roof. So it means that, so when there's a slanted roof, then Rav and Reb Zeira have a machloket, whether I say Pitikra Yorei Besotem. But if it's a flat roof, then even Rabba will hold Pitikra Yorei Besotem. So it's not clear that both those machlokot line up. In other words, it could be in the first machloket, everybody holds Pitikra Yorei Besotem. It's just that when I have a slanted roof, it's a question. And the question with the slanted roof is that the edge of the roof is not perpendicular to the ground. In other words, let me get some books. I'm like, here. Like, let me see if you can see this here. Like here, right, like this. So let's say I have a slanted roof like this. So when it's slanted, so the edge of the roof is not perpendicular to the ground. The edge of the roof is at an angle. So there's a question whether I say Pitikra Yorei Besotem. So Reb Zeira says I still do, and Rabba says I don't. All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Are we good? Okay. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. All right. Now, we're on the second line of Chaf Hayamud Beis. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Now, Rabbi Zeira had the machloket with Rabba a few lines ago with that three Beit Sa'a place. Rabbi Zeira says it's like it's different in Rishus because Pitikri Yorib Sotem. And Rabbi said, no, it's still part of the same thing. So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zeira Umodina. Rabbi Zeira says, I concede Bekarp. In other words, here I hold it's two different Rishuyot. But there is a case where I'll concede that it will be still part of the same Rishus. Oh, here's the picture, by the way. Here's the Avida Ki Orzila. Here. You see the Orzila? Like that. All right. Now we're up to picture 118. So he says, Amar Rabbi Zeira Umodina Bekarpeif. I agree. Let's say I have a karpaif here. Now, this karpaif is exactly two beit sa'a. So I'm allowed to carry in the karpaif. He says, Umodina b'karpaif shenifras milo. So I had a karpaif. There was a wall here where the aleph is. And here's a chatzer, which is serving the residences, right? So he says, I agree with a karpaif shenifras b'miluo l'chatzer. Here I have the karpaif, the wall breaks down. So when I'm standing in the karpaif, I look forward, I don't see any partitions, right? The karpaif is narrower than the chatzer. So when I'm standing in the karpaif, it looks to me like there's nothing between me now and the chatzer, and there is nothing between me and the chatzer. It looks like one big rishus. So he says, "Umodina b'karpaif shenifras milul l'chatzer sha'asur." Then I agree that now you can't carry in this karpaif anymore. Why? My tama hol v'avir chatzir miyatro. Because the avir l'chatzir, I mean the space of the chatzir, is going to add on to the karpaif and put it over beitz ha'tayim. The karpaif was exactly beitz ha'tayim. I could carry there. But now that this wall has been knocked down, so now I'm going to add this area here with the chatzir. It's going to be more than beitz ha'tayim. So matkiv l'Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks a kash against Rav Zeira, v'chi avir hamutar lo osro. Does that make sense? Here, before the wall broke down, I could carry in the karpaif, I could carry in the chatzer, and I could carry between the karpaif and the chatzer, and the chatzer and the karpaif. Now, that's only according to the Tana Rav Shimon. Remember, we learned Rav Shimon said that the gagot, the chatzer, and the karpifot are one reshut if you want to carry from one to the other. So he says, does it make sense that before I could carry from one to the other, and I could carry here and carry there, and then the wall comes down, I can't carry at all. He says, that makes sense. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye, again, he's Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, he says, Kiman, whom are you following? Mistama, are you going like Reb Shimon? Because Reb Shimon says I can carry between a karpaif and a chatzer. Reb Shimon Nami, Ha'ika Avir Makom Mechitzot. He says, look, Reb Shimon will agree with this. What's different here? Because now, you see where the dotted line is here. I have this additional space, which is added onto the karpaif. In other words, he's saying, this is a karpaif, this is still a chatzer. Even though the wall came down, we're going to assume the reshut is separate. And just like I could carry before, I can carry now. And what do you mean they went over? In other words, here's a chatzer, here's a karpaif, they're separate reshuyot. And even though the wall came down, I can still continue carrying. So he says, yeah, but I have this area where the wall stood. This area where the wall stood is going to be added onto the karpaif, and now the karpaif will be over the reshus, will be over the beitz ha'tayim. The Amar Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said, karpaif shenifrats milo de chatzer, if a karpaif is totally open to a chatzer, which is our case, chatzer muter de karpaif asur, that you're allowed to carry in the chatzer, you can't carry in the karpaif anymore. So now, so again, let's go slowly. I'll do four more lines and I'll stop, okay? So again, we had a karpaif. It was exactly based on time. I could carry in the karpaif. It was with the wall here. I have a chatzer. I could also carry in the chatzer. And according to Reb Shimon, I carry from the karpaif to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the karpaif. The wall came down. So now the wall came down. So Reb Zeira says, I agree that you can't carry in this karpaif anymore because it's more than based on time. So what do you mean? Here's the chatzer, here's the karpaif. What's different now? So he says, so the Gemara ends up saying, what's different now is because they have the space that was occupied the wall. The space that's occupied the wall, and now we'll add on to the karpaif, and now it'll be more than beitz ha'tayim. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara has an alternative way of understanding this halacha. He says, let me see that. Now the Gemara says, the Amor of Chizkarish, I'm sorry. Rishim Nami Ha'ika Avir Makom Mechitzot. Dam Rav Chista Karpeif Shnefras Milu LeChatzer Chatzir Muter VeKarpasur. So the Gemara says, wait, Chatzir My Taima. Why am I allowed to carry in the Chatzir? So again, now the Gemara is assuming now like the Chachamim, Hurid Chamim, I can't carry from a karpef to a chatzer or to a chatzer to a karpef. So he's chatzer my taima. Why am I allowed to carry in the chatzer? Didlei gipufe, because I have these little pieces of wall. That's why I can carry in the chatzer. He says, v'hazimnin d'mashkacha la'ipcha. So sometimes it'll be just the opposite. In other words, the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that maybe there's another way to understand this halacha. Again, Rav Chisda said that that I'm allowed to carry in the chatzer, I can't carry in the karpef. So we said it's because we're adding on this material, adding on the wall. And because otherwise I normally could carry from the karpef to the chatzer. So the Gemara says maybe there's another way to understand it. Maybe this is going like the Chachamim. Chachamim say I can't carry between a chatzer and a karpef. And why am I not allowed to carry in the karpef, but I could carry in the chatzer? Because here I have pieces of wall. But if that's the case, sometimes it could be the opposite. In other words, why when you say karpef shenifras milo l'chatzer, it's open into the chatzer, sometimes I'll have it like this, where the chatzer is opening into the karpef. Now the karpef has got the walls and the chatzer doesn't. So if that's the way, if that would be the reason for it, so he should also formulate it that way as well. He says, my tamadit la gipupe bazimna de mashkach la ipcha elamishum. So the Gemara says that's not the svar. Elamishum de rinan ze amir mechiso miatro zein avir mechiso miatro. Okay, let me just summarize again what we did, and we'll take it over. All right, the main idea we're saying is that the Reb Zeir is saying if I have a karpef and there's a wall here and here's a chatzer and the wall comes down, and this karpef is exactly based on tayim. So now the space that was occupied by the wall, we're going to add on to the karpef, and now I can't carry in the karpef anymore because now it's over Beit Satayim. So the Gemara thought, maybe there's another way we could explain this halacha. Maybe we could explain the halacha, not like Reb Shimon, where you're allowed to carry from a chatzer to karpef or from karpef to a chatzer, and now you're saying I can't carry in the karpef. Why not? Because it went over. Maybe the reason you can't carry in the karpef is because in the chatzer, I have these pieces of wall. I see that. In the karpef, I don't see a wall. So maybe that's the reason I can't carry in the karpef. But if that's the case, so Rav Chisda should have formulated the opposite way as well. Sometimes I have the chatzer and the karpef, and the karpef has got the extra bit of wall, and the chatzer doesn't. So the Gemara says it's more logical to assume that Rav Chisda was explaining it this way, the first way. Okay, who's the question comes to understanding that I did? All right, I'm moving on. Now, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Hahu bustana dahava samuch laguda de apadna. Now, we had, where's the bustana? Let me get bustana. All right, so I have sort of like an orchard or an arbor that's, so what happened was, here's like this tree, area of trees, and the walls were built around the area of trees, and it's more than a Beit Satayim. And then I was building the house on the fourth wall with intent to use the area, but it'll count because the wall of the house will count as the fourth wall. So I could carry there. Everybody got the case so far? So I had three walls surrounding a large area, so I couldn't, and now I want to have it hukaf ladira because the house is going to be on the edge, but the wall of the house will be one wall, so I could carry there. So the Gemara says, Ahu bustana da habasamach laguda da padna. It was near the wall of the mansion. Nafal ashita baraita da padna. Here, an unusual thing happened. The wall of the house came collapsing down. So now there's no more wall there. So he says, Savar Abibi Lamemar, Lismocha Guda Gavaita. So Abibi Barabaye thought, well, we could rely on the inner wall of the house. It's like a doll house here. Like the inner wall of the house, maybe I could use that wall, and now I still carry there. Amalei Rapapi, Mishum Da'atu Mimulai. You come from truncated people, Amritu Mimulyata. And the Gemara says, because Abaye, remember, Abaye was from Beit Eli, and people from Beit Eli were cursed. They wouldn't live long lives. So remember, the Gemara said, all right, I'll come back. So he says, so you say truncated things. This is Rabibi was the son of Abaye. Harach mechitzo legabaya vidan. This mechitzo, or these mechitzo, were made to service the inside of the house. Lebrai lo avidan. They weren't made to service this bustanai, so I can't use it. Okay, who's the questions, comments, and anything we did so far? Very good. All right, nothing like Erevin to calm down quiet people. All right, let's go further. All right, let's go back to our picture book. All right, our last case. Okay, and if you remember, I mentioned when we did this in Daf Yomi, it's coming up again in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Remember, the Gemara says, Abai v'Rabba mi Beit Eli ka'atu, that Abai and Rabba both came from Beit Eli. Beit Eli was the Kohen Gadol, and he received a curse. You know, he had these sons, Chofni and Pinchas, and Shmuel cursed him. The sons were not good sons, and he gave a curse that if nobody would live to an old age from Beit Eli. So the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah says, Abai v'Rabba mi Beit Eli ka'atu, that both Abai v'Rabba came from Beit Eli. Rabba da'asik b'Torah, Rabba, who was only Osek in Torah, lived to the age of 40. Abaye, the Asik B'Torah of Gemilas Chasadim, he lived to the age of 60. You know, as Abaye focused on Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, he lived to the age of 60. And there's a Hesber why Rabba was only Osek in Torah, but anyway, that's the thesis of Beit Eli. All right. Anyway, let's go back in the Gemara. Okay. Hahi abavanka the habalil reish galuta babustane. So Rashi has a pshat. Yeah. Okay. Now Rashi's pshat. Rashi at the end of the sugya in tomorrow's daf quotes a shita from the Gaonim, which he likes. And so I'm going to explain this the way Rashi's ultimate modified version is. So he's got this abavanka. He's got this tree, and it's like sort of a pavilion he's building there. And it's in an area which is larger than a Beit Satayim, and the house he's got that he says so it was enclosed. It was lohu kaf ladira, and then he puts like this tree there in a place that like sort of like you could kind of stay there, enjoy yourself there. Now, in other words, okay. So the way Rashi ultimately explains the sugya, he wants to be able to carry around this abavarka. So the whole area is enclosed. The whole area is enclosed, but it was lohu kaf ladira. Now he puts like a dira, so to speak, in the middle of the karpef, and that's enclosed. So he says, Amar li Rav Huna bar Chinana. So the Reish Galuta said, Rav Huna bar Chinana, la'avid mar takanta l'machar, I want you to come up with a takana so I can eat bread there tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Azal Abed Kana Kana Pachot Mishlosha. So he set up like his own little machitza. He sets up a pathway from the house with these rods that are less than 3 tefachim from each other. And then it's coming to this pavilion. And now you'll be able to go and eat bread in the pavilion. You'll be able to eat bread in the pavilion. He says, Azal Rabba. Rabba came on the top of Chavava Medalef, the top line 26a, Shalfinu. Rabba came, he pulled out all those poles, presumably before Shabbos. Rabba held, he does not need it. Rabba held, there's a difference. Again, this was Lohu Kaf Ladira, but Rabba holds that if I put the Dira in the middle, that's more effective than putting the Dira on the side. So he's got a dira, a place of habitation, in the middle of the karpef, and even though the walls have been built lohu kaf ladira, Rav felt that if I put the dira inside, that's superior, and now I don't need new walls. That's what Rav. So he pulled it out. Azal Rav Papa Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Nachtinu Mi Batre. Then Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua were the talmidim of Rav. They came and they picked up the poles after Rabba, so they're like supporting the Rebbe. Lamachar Eitvei Ravina L'Rabba. So the next day, Ravina asked Rabba, I don't know if this was such a great idea that you did, pulling out all those poles. He says, Ir Chadasha Modedin La Mishiva Torah. Now we're talking about Tchum Shabbos. The Braisa says, if it's an Ir Chadasha, a new town, we're going to measure from the 2,000 Amo from the habitation. He says, V'yishana mechomata. If it's an old town, we're going to measure from the wall of the town. It means everybody has up to 2,000 amot that they can walk on Shabbos. So if I have a house out in the Midbar, I can walk 2,000 amot. If I'm in a town, we usually measure from the last houses at the end of the town. But if I'm in a town and it's surrounded by a wall, so the Gemara is going to explain, is the difference between the houses came first and the wall and then the houses. He says, Ezu yichadasha. What's considered a new town, an old town? Chadasha shehukva lebasof yashva. So chadasha means the wall was put up, and then the houses were put up. So then I'm going to ignore the wall. If the wall came up first, and then the houses, I ignore the wall, and I measure from the house, from the habitation. Yishana, Yashva, the Basov Hukva. Yishana is the habitation was there, and then I built a wall around it. Then I'm going to measure from the wall. Behind Nami, Hukva, the Basov Yashva Dami. So he says, look, in this case, I had a wall, and then you built a habitation in the middle of it. The walls don't count, you know, in that circumstance for Tum Shabbos, and they don't count here as being Hukaf Ladira. So I don't think that was great that you pulled out all these poles. I think the poles were a good machitza. You pulled them out. I don't think people can carry there, because if the walls are put up and then you put the habitation there, it's Hukva, the Basof Yashva. I don't agree with you that we view it as being now being Hukaf Ladira. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let me end the recording. All right, before I end the recording, let me interrupt.
I have a question.
Yeah, go.
Why did he have to pull the poles out? Why couldn't he just said, you know what, you didn't need them, and just leave it at that?
Yeah, he wanted to show what the halacha was. He says, let me see what he says here.
It's a power struggle.
One minute. Let me see. Yeah.
He wanted to make a point.
Right. He wanted to show that was the halacha that way. Let's take a look. One second. So, I can't say for sure why he felt he had to put it, but he wanted to make it to emphasize that this is the halacha, apparently. All right. What else? Next question. Any other questions? Okay. Now, let me just mention one thing. Remember yesterday, remember with that rachva, with that back lot, remember, which was larger than the Beit Hatayim, and we had the Shvil Shel Krabim, we had the pathway that went to the vineyards, and then the other place to the Mavui, and then at a certain point in time, people were using it for residential purposes, but they didn't want to knock down the wall, and we were talking about what to do. And then the Gemara later on said, I was talking to Rav Leibowitz today. He said there's a difference between using it for residential purposes and living for residential purposes. Remember, Yosef, you asked me at the end of the sugya what the difference was. So Rav Leibowitz was saying, like earlier the Gemara was saying, I'm using it for residential purposes. At the end, they're talking about like living in it for residential purposes. All right. Anyway, let me end the recording. Let me end recording here.